marriage is one of the greatest scams placed on women. They really got into our heads, manipulated and brainwashed us to think that this is what we love. This was going to be good for us. We were going to be happy doing this. Having a man in our bed, constantly having access to our body so that he could use for his selfish reasons. He goes to work, builds his career while I stay home, do slave labor that isn't giving me any kind of investment in myself. But I'm supposed to be happy. They're constantly thinking what they can get out of the world, from their business, from their job, from you. But the moment we speak up and say, hey, Mr. Man, what are you going to give to me? What's in it for me? We're selfish. Mm. We're not feminine. We're not nurturing. We're not loving. That's called guilt tripping. Any form of guilt tripping, be wary of that person. They're trying to get something from you that isn't theirs to take. We're done with guilt tripping, manipulation, lies. At the end of the day, we are trying to survive, and sometimes it is beneficial to live with somebody. But we're not bitches because we ask, what's in it for me? Because if there isn't anything in it for me, we should be able to say no.
When I heard this video on TikTok, it really, really came home for me. Because everything that this woman was saying about how marriage is a scam is exactly how I was feeling for so many years. But I just wasn't able to fully voice that opinion because in this society, everybody wants you to be married, especially with the way I grew up. I grew up, as I told you guys before, in Christianity. We were taught that it's better to marry than to burn. And then when you get married, they teach you, you got to be the helpmeet, ladies. You have to help your husband. You have to stand by your husband. You have to love him. You have to forgive him 70 times 7. All this foolish stuff that sets women up just to be used as doormats and to be walked over and trampled underfoot. And these men, oh my God, they eat this shit up. That's why they love church. That's why they love putting their families in these churches, because they know they're going to be able to domesticate and contain and control the wives. Now, if you go back to ancient times, women were always spiritually powerful. They were the ones who were typically called the witches because they were wise women. They could naturally interface with the planet. They were able to work with spirits. They had all types of natural gifts and abilities. But you notice today all these dogmatic religions have popped up on the planet that just simply hate females. They're very dogmatic to women. I know with Islam, they teach them when they die, they can go and end up with 7 virgins to lay with in heaven, which is just insanity. Now, I wanted to kind of dig into this a little bit deeper from a spiritual perspective, because I know you got these old crazy Christians that troll us. They keep following. They keep tuning in, trying to reach out to the listeners to get them to go to church. Leave them alone. That's the devil. And I know that the first thing many of them probably have been trying to put in your head is you see all this stuff happening to us sitting us all because they worshiping the devil. Those are lies. How do I know? I know because my magic literally saved my life. Dealing with a man who had come out of Christianity, who had been taught that he was supposed to be the head, he was supposed to do all this stuff, I'm just supposed to be behind him, his little helpmeet. This man was extremely sexist, extremely dogmatic to females. I remember he wouldn't listen to anything that I had to say. He didn't take anything that I did seriously. And like I told you guys, the golden race was my baby. I created this. He did not. All he did was come along for the ride. And so he never took any of the teachings to heart. I remember doing the 13-day detox. I remember doing different fasts and different things that we would do that the spirit would lead me to do. And he would seldom participate. He might detox maybe the first day or two, then he's off. I remember going and doing, working with the new moon, working with the full moon, working with the eclipses and different rituals. He very seldom would participate in any of this stuff. He was always sneaking around, looking on his cell phone, watching all these little whores out there that everybody looking at, lusting over. Or he would sit in the living room watching cartoons half the night, watching anime cartoons. He never really took his spirituality serious, and most men just don't anyway. Well, long story short, I warned you guys that those of you who slipping and sliding, dipping and diving, hell's gonna open up for you. So now his hell has opened up for him. He never thought in a million years that I would be able to get away from him. In fact, for many years of our marriage, he made sure that he controlled the money, he controlled the finances, he controlled everything. So I had little to nothing. Well, it wasn't until I got into spirituality and the spirits birthed the golden race through me, and I began to learn and to teach and to create courses and to begin to really go deep into my spirituality, that they helped me break the chains of Christianity. And as each chain began to break off my mind, off my heart, off my soul, I began to see all the error within the church, which is why if you read The Great Divide, that chapter about how the church is the synagogue of Satan is something I channeled. And the Spirit was revealing to me that that church is the reason you were living in misery. You kept turning the other cheek. You kept giving people extra chances. And when I finally told this man, I don't even want to be with you anymore, I don't want anything to do with you, the first thing that he did was revert back to Christianity. Why? Because he had been slipping and sliding, dipping and diving. While he forbade me to talk to my mother and talk to my family because they were Christians, he kept fooling with his family. He kept talking to his mama, talking to his cousins, talking to all these people in his family, all of which were Christians. So they had been secretly putting all this stuff in his silly head. And because he didn't respect me in my position, he didn't listen to a word I had to say. So the first thing he tried to do was come to me with some pastor pork chop, telling me I need to forgive him 70 times 7. All that did was infuriate me. Why? Because it reminded me that once again, he's not listening to me. Number two, he's a liar, because he's been out here telling all these people this stuff that he himself isn't even following. And it made me realize, as the Spirit revealed, you need to get away from this man. This man is holding you back. You have a lot of spiritual gifts and abilities, and to him, this is a joke. This isn't even real to him. It's real to you. You are the one that's called, not him. And sure enough, as I went to leave, me and my girls to leave, he made this a living freaking hell. But because I had spiritual protection, they came in, and the traps he tried to set for me ended up being good for me. For example, he knew I was leaving, so what he does is he runs off calling my job. Now, I had just got this job in December of 2023. Took me over a year of interviews to get this position at a corporation. He runs his little nasty self off trying to call my boss, trying to get these people to fire me, lying on me. My boss calls me asking me what's going on because the man that he talked to sound deranged. Lo and behold, they got afraid for my safety and ended up giving me a relocation packet so that I was able to get away from him quicker and put security up. So if he ever tries it again, they're going to press charges on him. That's what I'm talking about. See, when you have spiritual protection, your enemies will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways, because they don't understand that when they fighting you, they fighting the spirits that's within you and around you. See, I have divine protection. And when I tell you to detox, when I tell you to fast, when I tell you to do rituals, when I tell you that the Spirit has told me something, I'm not sitting here saying it because I want a dollar from you. I'm telling you because that's what the Spirit has told me to tell you. I do not walk alone. And the Spirit told me and said, now that he's gone, now I will be your husband. Now I will be your protector. Now I will take care of you and those girls. Now I will make sure that you have provision. And I'll be got doggone if the spirits have not done just that. Right now I'm living in a nice suburban neighborhood in a major city. Right now all my needs are met. My refrigerator is full of food. My house is furnished from top to bottom. I don't have to ask anybody for anything. And when I went to my counselor to talk to her, she said, my God, she said, I have never witnessed somebody go through what you went through with that man and come out and land on your feet and be set the way that you are set. It's obvious that there's a higher power, there's a higher force there with you. And that's why I say, my spirits, my magic saved my life. Leaving him was the best thing that I could have ever done. You guys only see part of it. You only see what we put out to the public, but you don't know the whole story. But I do. And people are trying to get in your head and think, oh, her marriage has fell apart now. And that's because she and all this witchcraft. She doing this. No, my marriage fell apart because it should have never happened. This is a union that should have never taken place. But because I had been brainwashed and raised in a church environment, I didn't know any better. And when I was being mistreated, when I was being lied to, when I was being abused and misused, I kept turning the other cheek, pulling scriptures out of a Bible that they put together to keep us in slavery. I'm not saying that all marriages are bad. I'm sure there may be a few that are happy. But for the vast majority of people on the planet right now, you got a lot of people who are married and miserable. And if they had the money, if they had the finances, if they had the resources, they would be gone. They're only there because of finances or because of children or because of brainwashing. And I believe that the energies are coming back on the planet to set the captive free. Those of you who've been living in bondage, living in misery, your whole life. With me, I literally lived like this my entire life. I went from growing up in a family, being the black sheep, to marrying this man at the age of 21 and becoming his little do-girl. So I never had freedom. So this is the first time in my adult life where I am actually free. And I thank my spirits for that. I thank all of my ancestral spirits because they are the only reason why I'm here today and why I'm living the way that I'm living right now and actually thriving. I remember when I went and talked with a social worker and she asked me, do you need money for gas? I said, nope, I got money for gas. Do you need food in the home? I said, nope, I got food in my home. Do you need money for clothes? Nope, I got money for clothes. Do you need transportation? Nope, I just bought a brand new car. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. So if you want to be married, marry the goddamn spirit. Leave these niggas alone because I'm telling you, your life will end up in shambles dealing with a lot of these people because they got mental issues and they got all this stuff and baggage that they themselves have never dealt with. And a lot of these men have been brainwashed to think that because they got a penis between their legs, they somehow better than you. And they don't want to listen to what you have to say as a female. If you don't know magic, I got a whole bunch of courses that I can give to you. Visit the Mystery School, www.mymysteryschool.com, and learn today so that you can start manifesting a better tomorrow. It took a lot of work to get away from this man, a lot of magic that I had to do. But like I told you guys, faith without works is dead. So you can't just keep praying to Jesus and hoping somebody gonna change one of these days. You got to start doing your goddamn work. That's how you gonna have a better life, and that's how you gonna be set free, and that's how you gonna be able to live the life that you should have been living 23 years ago.
The best radio station in the world is right here, right now.
The Golden Race, conscious radio for the conscious community.